News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setter's back where he goes on the other side of the glass. So we appreciate his producing activities. He's why, after the program, go to WKOK.com, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you download your podcasts. And our interview will be posted there. On the news line with us now, we have a candidate for state office on the line. Greg Rothman is a state representative in the 87th District. He's running for a new, slightly reconfigured 34th District State Senate seat, which includes Perry County and Upper Dauphin County. So, Greg, thank you so much for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for checking in. It's nice to meet you. We've been kind of hearing a little bit about you from time to time. We check out Penn Live from time to time, so we know you're down there doing the representative thing that you guys do well. Let's talk about your political career, just your careers in general, and now, of course, public service is the way to go. Tell us where you started out and bring us up to 2015 and then to the present.
Yeah, I got inspired into political world by Ronald Reagan in 1980. I was a teenager. I worked as a teenage Republican and then a college Republican. I graduated from college, and my father said to me, instead of espousing conservative principles, why don't you go live as one? So I went into the private sector, spent 30 years in real estate. At the beginning of the first Gulf War, the ground war, I enlisted in the Marine Corps. Ended up spending 10 years in the Marine Corps. Started a family. I've got 5 kids. And 6 years ago, we had an empty state representative seat, and I felt called to serve and ran for that, and served the last 6 years in the state legislature. So I've spent most of my life in real estate in the private sector and been involved in the community in Cumberland and Dauphin County for the last 35 years. I lived here all my life. I was born in Dauphin County and grew up in Cumberland County.
It appears as though the 34th District is going to stick. It seems like there's appeals on the congressional level, but the state Senate seat will stick. Tell us about what will soon, or what could be, your constituents in Upper Dauphin and Perry County. You're right, you're right in nearing the heart of our listening area.
Yeah, and it's what a great area. I mean, Perry County is the same size as Cumberland County as far as geography. But they have 46,000 people, and Cumberland County has about 250,000 people. So it's a large geographical district for me. I'm used to representing a more suburban transitional district. I represent East Bensboro Township and Hampton Township, the fastest growing municipalities in the fastest growing county in the state. So, but then up also the upper end of Dauphin County, which gets up near you. And again, these are the salt of the earth, good Republican, rugged individualist, rural, a decent, a lot of agricultural area. My grandfather was a farmer. He raised steers. My dad grew up on a farm in Lower Paxton Township. So I have some at least great admiration and respect for the farming community, too. So it's an interesting district because it's a microcosm of Pennsylvania, too. I mean, you've got the suburban voters and some more urban areas like Carlisle and Shippensburg. You've got some universities and colleges, Central Penn College and East Bensboro, and, of course, Shippensburg University and Dickinson College. So it's a big district, but I feel like, I fit well in the district. And my house district that I've been serving in for the last 6 years is right smack in the middle of it, too.
Yeah, it is a big state Senate district. You're going to have to cover a lot of territory, although we certainly have seen bigger districts in other places. Let me ask you this. You are a Republican candidate for state Senate, Republican House member in an area that's predominantly Republican. But I'd like to ask you how you stay in touch with, listen to, and fully represent individuals who are Democrats, or listen to and fully represent individuals that may have, widely divergent views than yourself. In what way do you super serve them?
Well, and you hit the nail on the head. I was a representative. I am a representative. So I need to know what my constituents how my constituency on issues. And we live in a democracy, but it's really a republic. I mean, people elect representatives and senators to go to Harrisburg and vote on their behalf. And remember, it's a consent to the governed. So I tell the fourth graders, Mark, I say, look, if we had to decide what kind of ice cream we had, and half of you wanted vanilla and half of you wanted chocolate, and I said, no, I want strawberry, I probably wouldn't be here very often, and or be here much longer. So it's the same thing. We have to represent our constituency. Now, that doesn't mean you compromise your principles either, but my best friend in the House of Representatives is a Democratic legislator from Germantown, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, named Steve Kinsey. And Steve and I probably don't agree on much, but we both have four daughters, and we are genuinely friends. And we don't talk about politics, but every once in a while when there's a tough issue, I'll call him and say, hey, you know, give me a perspective on this, and he'll call me on tough issues. I'm actually taking him to the farmers at dinner at the end of the month. And I've been to his district in Germantown, which is in the heart of Philadelphia, many times. So I think it's about being open-minded. I'm a big believer in civility. And, you know, in real estate, which I did for 30 years, you just bring people together. It's not about, you know, imposing your will on someone. It's about listening and hopefully, you know, in persuading, but if not, still doing it in a respectful way.
How do you sell a house to a Democrat if you're a Republican? Well, you listen.
I never once asked anybody to vote.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so but issues, budget pops into my head, but there's a wide range of issues about which you have stands, and your new constituents would probably like to hear where you stand on some of these issues.
Sure. Well, you know, I first of all believe that it's in fiscal responsibility. I'm a member of the Appropriations Committee. All the budgets that I've been involved with held the line on raising any tax rates, but I believe raising tax rates actually lowers revenues. So I'm of Jack Kemp. I worked for Jack Kemp in 1988. I believe in cutting tax rates, as Ronald Reagan did, and even JFK. They cut tax rates and they have more revenues, but I believe in fiscal responsibility. I remind my colleagues, the money we spend and appropriate is not ours. It's the people of Pennsylvania's. You send your tax dollars to Harrisburg, and we have to be good stewards of it.
Well, and in the state level, you can't do something presidents along the way have done lately, that's lower taxes without corresponding cuts. So that sort of talks about the budget topic. There's a lot of constitutional amendments. Some people think this is a great way to govern. Now it was almost sort of on the back burner because it wasn't needed as much. Now it's on the front burner. What's your view on the idea of using constitutional amendments to put all kinds of issues in front of the voters?
I'm not a huge fan of it because I think that the legislative process is there for a reason, and constitutional amendments should only be done in cases where the courts have decided to legislate. And we do get that, and that's happened. We've run into, as a Republican House and Senate, the difficulty in getting Governor Wolf to actually negotiate with us or to sit down with us. And so I think that's where some of the frustration has led. But even more importantly, you have a Supreme Court that just wants to be legislators and wants to legislate. And if they rule that something is not constitutional, then we're stuck, like with voter ID, which, you know, many states, more than two-thirds of the states have voter ID. And you know, my seven-year-old daughter has to show an ID to get a book out of the library, but somehow you can vote in Pennsylvania without showing an ID. Well, the courts have ruled that that's not constitutional, so we would have to amend the Constitution if we can't change the law. If we change the law, and then the courts say, well, that's not constitutional. So that's why. But again, I mean, I believe in, you know, healthy, robust debates on issues and persuading a majority of the legislature to vote in favor of something, then hopefully the governor will sign it. I have a bill to lower the corporate net income tax. We have one of the highest corporate net income taxes in the country. It's 9.99%. And what ends up happening is businesses don't come to Pennsylvania. I don't know if you watched the president's State of the Union the other night, but he showed the head of Intel and talked about a $20 billion investment, and then now it's going to go to $100 billion investment in Ohio. Well, Intel didn't even look at Pennsylvania because our corporate tax rate is so high. So we end up losing out on opportunities to bring jobs to Pennsylvania because our tax rate is too high. So mine would lower it to 3.07. And I actually think it's in a dynamic scoring, it would increase revenue because companies would come here and businesses that are domiciled here will book all their profits here because they do have the ability to book profits in different states. And generally, they don't want to book profits in a state that has a 10% corporate net income tax when you have a neighboring state that, you know, would do business where it's at 5%.
Okay, well, and so that would offset that reduced revenue from that change in the tax rate.
Yeah, look, we've seen over and over again where when you cut tax rates, you actually create more revenue. It's just like when Walmart cuts the price, they don't lose money, they sell more of the product. And that's the same, Art Laffer said, you know, you can have, there's two tax rates where you create no tax revenue, zero and 100%. And you have to find a sweet spot in between that. And I believe in the idea of a flat tax, which is what we have in Pennsylvania for most corporate, most businesses and most people. And over 95% of all our businesses pay the 3.07. Why not apply the same tax rate to all businesses? But then also it's a flat tax, so you don't have nearly as many deductions, which is how you end up with corporations like the president talked about that don't pay any taxes. Well, because they can write off research and development, depreciate assets ahead of time. And I mean, that's the tax code. We've created a very complicated tax code, both federally and in our state, where a flat tax would make things simpler. And of course, you know, maybe the accountants wouldn't want it, but it would certainly make things simpler. And I think would generate the same amount of revenue, if not more.
Well, you'll have to write your U.S. congressman about that, which incidentally is about to be selected by the state Supreme Court, which, as you mentioned, legislating from the bench isn't something you favor. So that's an interesting corollary there. Okay, lightning round. Abortion. Your view, pro-life, pro-choice? Make sure our audience is clear on this.
Yeah, I'm pro-life. I believe in the sanctity of life. But I also have supported programs that help for adoption and increasing access to prenatal care. We passed a bill, I know it's a lightning round, but we passed a bill that allowed adoptive parents, which I am one, by the way, to help pay for the medical expenses and living expenses for women who decide to keep the child, but or to carry the child's term, but to allow someone else to adopt it. So I think that went a long way. That was a couple of years ago we passed that.
Death penalty?
I'm still for it, for the most egregious crimes. I go back and forth, but certainly if you kill multiple number of people and you kill children, then I believe in the death penalty. I actually have a bill that would say that if you kill multiple number of people in a safe space, like a church or a synagogue or a temple or a school or a library, you should get the death penalty.
I have to stop you there. Anything else to add? You have another 30 seconds.
No, just thank you. Thank you for having me. I have a website. It's gregrothman.com. People can text Greg, G-R-E-G, to 3339. That's 4 3s and 9. And get information from your cell phone. And I hope people will see me and call me. My cell phone number is 717-571-3345. I give it out all the time. People can call me. And I'm happy to answer any questions. And look, I know a lot about real estate and a little bit about baseball. There's so much I don't know about, so that's why I keep my ears open all the time.
All right, good. Well, I have some questions of what's wrong with the Cubbies, but we're going to have to do that one later. Or what's wrong with the MLB today is a whole other issue.
Yeah, we need to get baseball back.
All right, well, to be continued. Thank you so much, Greg. Thanks for checking in. Very much appreciated.
Mark.
Good luck coming up. Greg Rothman, state representative in the 87th District, running for the new 34th, well, reconfigured 34th District State Senate seat, includes all of Perry County and much of Upper Dauphin County.